Here's what's fascinating. Although 72% of you are out in the workforce, none of you mention work in your top three stressors. Nor do you mention household chores, which most women dread. Nor do you mention finances, and experts tell us that every couple battles over money to some degree. What is wrong with you women? Absolutely nothing. That's what makes you the marvelous creatures you are. You have the ability to nurture others and invest in their lives so selflessly. But you also don't give yourself nearly enough credit. In everything you do, all the mundane tasks you accomplish every day, you're making a phenomenal difference in your children's lives, your husband's life, and so many others' lives. However, you also need some time, a little niche, just for yourself. That's what stopping stress before it stops you is all about. It'll give you a boost of energy and reassure you that what you're doing right now is incredibly worthwhile, even when you don't get any thanks for it. I hope you'll be inspired and challenged to reprioritize, to make the right choices to alleviate the stress in your life. After all, you of all people deserve it. Chapter 1. Why is a male doctor writing about women and stress? And what does he know about cramps and stretch marks? Wait, don't say it. I know you're probably thinking it. What does this male psychologist know about women and stress anyway? What makes him an authority on something he has no way of experiencing himself? When was the last time he tried to change a diaper, mop up spilled grape juice, and answer the telephone, all while getting his ribs kicked in by the new arrival due next month? And what does he know about cramps and stretch marks? Before you banish me to the bookshelf, please hear me out. I admit I have a lot of gall venturing where even angels probably would never tread. But nonetheless, I have at least three reasons, I hope qualifications, for writing this book. I've talked to thousands of stressed-out moms. In my decades of private psychological practice, many stressed-out women have come to my office with complaints that all boil down to one question. How can I keep from checking into the loony bin? In most cases, these women could be described as not only stressed out, but also draped out, with young children. A common sight coming through my office doorway is a young mother with a baby in one arm, dragging her left leg.